For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been found guilty of 8 financial fraud charges, with the jury deadlocked on 10 other counts. Manafort is facing considerable jail time. If he had been convicted on all 18 counts, he faced 305 years in prison. A lot of the counts are up to 30 years in prison, so he is still facing a possible long jail sentence. Former Trump personal attorney Michael Cohen has pleaded guilty to 8 counts as part of a deal made to prosecutors. Cohen admitted paying hush money at the direction of a candidate for federal office. He described how he violated campaign finance laws 2 ways, one of those involving the Karen McDougal payment, and the other was the Stormy Daniels payment. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been found guilty of 8 financial fraud charges, with the jury deadlocked on 10 other counts. Manafort is facing considerable jail time. If he had been convicted on all 18 counts, he faced 305 years in prison. A lot of the counts are up to 30 years in prison, so he is still facing a possible long jail sentence. Former Trump personal attorney Michael Cohen has pleaded guilty to 8 counts as part of a deal made to prosecutors. Cohen admitted paying hush money at the direction of a candidate for federal office. He described how he violated campaign finance laws 2 ways, one of those involving the Karen McDougal payment, and the other was the Stormy Daniels payment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
There are developments in a mass shooting case involving a Maryland newspaper. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A trial date's been set for the man charged with killing 5 people in the Capital Gazette newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland in June. The judge setting the date for Jared Ramos' trial for January 15th, 2019. Anne Arundel County State's Attorney Wes Adams will handle the prosecution.
We're going to handle it just like we would every other case. If it needs to go to trial, we go to trial. If there's a plea that can be worked out that is fair and just to everybody involved, then we'll work out a plea.
Ramos pleaded not guilty when he was indicted by a grand jury on a total of 23 counts of murder, attempted murder, and assault. He's accused of opening fire in the newsroom on June 28th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Colorado oil worker accused of murdering his pregnant wife and 2 young daughters has now been ordered jail without bond. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, clarifies his truth remark on Fox News. USA's Robin Walensky has more.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn. James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should